Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Main Ingredient. Kevin Bergen here. Stephanie is over there. Steph, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So we are on the road. We are at the Sober Market.
Yeah.
Jesse, yes. Shane, Palliburton.
Palliburton, yep. Very good.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good. Great. How are you?
I'm excellent. So I got a little note from Michelle from Rosalie Kombucha. Why? I'm losing. Maybe I need something to get my memory going. Regarding your business. The Sober Market, let's talk about what it is and why it started.
The Sober Market is Winnipeg's first dedicated non-alcoholic retailer. We carry only non-alcoholic beverages of all kinds. And it started out of a need, a personal need. I stopped drinking alcohol 16 months ago, and I couldn't find any good options in Winnipeg to replace it with. So started importing from all over the world. And it cost quite a bit of money to import non-alcoholic beverages from Europe and the United States. So after a little while, my wife and I decided there's probably other people looking too. So why don't we start bringing in more so we can then share it with everyone? And that's where it started.
One thing that I noticed on your site, a piece of information, is you guys said that when someone decides to stop drinking, having the options available in those first few months is crucial. Why is that?
So I believe that in those first few months, whether the individual is comfortable with things that mimic alcohol or not, which we carry both. We carry everything from a sparkling water to tequila and whiskey, rum alternatives. In the social environment, and we've had this emphasized through addictions counselors and other people that we've met along the way so far, in social situations, the ritual is drink in hand. And that is society, that is, and often you go over to someone's house and what's the first question you ask them if you have guests over? What can I get you to drink? And we want to change the culture that the assumption of that is alcohol, or that if someone is choosing not to consume alcohol, that they feel comfortable to be able to ask for something other than a glass of water. So within those first few months of sobriety, providing options, whatever it may be, again, it could just be a really great, funky looking sparkling water, or it could be something that mimics alcohol because the taste doesn't drive that person to want to consume alcohol. The choice is theirs, and they can comfortably take their own beverages wherever they're going and be like, no, I'm good, and just have something that they feel comfortable consuming, drink in hand, still able to participate without feeling awkward about whatever situation they're in.
You know what's funny? As you were talking there, I was thinking to myself, because we always, you know, make dinner and make drinks and that kind of stuff and sometimes have people over. I was thinking, do we ever purchase non-alcoholic things as options for other people? I don't think that's ever been a thought in my mind, right? So yeah. Even myself, I feel a little bit guilty now because it's kind of like you just assume that people are going to drink and maybe they don't want to, right?
Right.
We were the same way for sure. And because I remember like we didn't have options for people that didn't drink when they came over, and people just don't think about that. Now we do since we stopped drinking. But like while you are drinking alcohol, you never do really think about that. So we're trying to let people know like maybe you should consider other options.
Right. Not just water. Yeah. Hey, just here's some ice water for you there, Bob. What made you decide to make it a business? You are looking for different options. You find different options. What made you decide, let's make a business out of this? Because this inside here is crazy. I've never seen so many different options for non-alcoholic beverages that I want to try. Like the way that they dress them up, they look better than alcoholic drinks. You know what I mean? And I'm sure the whole goal is to make sure that if someone chooses to drink something, they don't have to explain it when they're holding it, because people will assume there's alcohol in it. You just kind of blend in and do your thing. So what made you decide to make it a business out of it?
I think when the business idea really started was when we realized, hey, these taste really good. We need to share these with other people. We need to let people know they exist and that there's options out there other than water and other than the actual alcoholic drinks.
Yeah.
Okay, so Steph, as we came in here, what catches your eye immediately. I know this, like sometimes you go to the LC and it's like everybody's fighting for your attention with their labels and their packaging. And in here is the same thing. So what catches your eye as your eyes pass around the room?
Like the cans are beautiful. It is. It's very much so similar to what you would see at the LC. Super colorful and like pretty labels. And then even like the wine bottles and how real everything looks. Like the bottles look like real expensive brand bottles.
The name. How do we come up with that name once we decided it was going to be a business?
This is funny. Shane and our son had gone down to Arizona for a little trip. And while they were gone, we hadn't talked about the business. And this would have been in January, so a year ago. So January of 2022. And while they were gone, I was at home with our infant at the time and had lots of time to think. And it just, I knew this was going to be a business for Shane specifically because of his passion towards it. I've never seen Shane get so passionate about anything in his life, aside from our family. But to have him say, I need to share this. So in my mind, knowing when he came home, we were going to be talking about the business, and I had had a dream, and just the sober market crossed my mind. I had talked to it about a girlfriend, like about it with a girlfriend of mine, even talked about the way we wanted to, like I wanted it to look. And I knew for some reason the E was not to be in there. It was to be SOBR, no E. And when he came home, we talked about it. He loved the name and we just ran with it.
Yeah, well, when we came home, like I had been dreaming about the business during the trip and we hadn't actually talked to each other about possibly doing this as a business yet. So I think it took me like 2 weeks after being home to like build up the courage to tell her, hey, I want to do this. And when I finally did, she's like, I have a name. I was like, what are you talking about?
Hang on a second. So you're both dreaming about the business before you tell each other it's going to be, you're thinking it's going to be a business.
Yeah.
So he's thinking about it, not wanting to bring it up to you.
Yeah.
You're dreaming about it, thinking of a name. Mm-hmm. He tells you he wants this to be a business. And you're like, cool. Here's the name of that business. Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah. Yep. It really was that strange. And I know it sounds kind of up in the clouds.
That's not strange. That's awesome. That's super good.
I didn't think I was going to be involved. I was on maternity leave. Our daughter was 6 months at the time. And so I had no intentions of really being a part of it aside from, yeah, I'm on maternity leave. I have some time. I will volunteer my time towards supporting him in the business. But yeah, that conversation, when it happened, we just kind of looked at each other and shook our heads and laughed and was like, okay, like let's go. And, you know, we were able to launch on June 3rd, which is our daughter's first birthday. That was when the website went live. And now we're here.
And you did not go back to work after maternity.
I did not go back to work.
What did you do before?
What did I do before?
What was your job? Yeah.
I worked with the Health Authority, Winnipeg Regional Health Authority.
Wow.
Health Administration, and was due to switch offices and return to work on January 3rd. And I gave my notice to my director, very, very sorry again for doing this, but I gave my notice at the beginning of November.
And have you looked back, or you're happy?
I'm happy. Yeah. It's crazy. It's this world is fun, and the nice thing is, again, meeting people, having stories, sharing this something that we're very passionate about, and the education for both Shane and I that's come along with learning about just sobriety or you know, choosing what alcohol does to the brain, because we've both been educating ourselves on that as well, like just the effects of alcohol that we weren't aware of before, and how there is so much more education about it. You know, the Canadian Cancer Society is coming out with new guidelines very soon, and we're very interested to hear what those are going to be like. Learning about all the products, it's a whole new world going from health administration to this.
I can imagine. We're going to take a little break. And when we return, we're going to talk about the products that you have here. Where are you finding these products? Because, man, it's crazy in here. Like, crazy good. This is the Main Ingredient. It's Kevin Bergen and Steph. We'll be right back.
The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen. The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Main Ingredient. Kevin Bergen here. Steph is over there, and we are at the Sober Market. First segment, we talked about how this business came to be. Man, that's a mouthful, too. There's a lot of story behind there. This segment, we're going to talk about how you find your products and the education you must have to give people for this business. It's crazy because we had, how many questions have we had since we got here?
Lots. We've been talking for, what, over half an hour?
And half the stuff is like, we need to turn these mics on because they're going to talk and say things twice. So how do you find your products?
It is a lot of work. We look all over the world just trying to find who's making what. Europe's been making stuff for over a decade now. So there's a lot of good resources and manufacturers over there. And it's a matter of just looking online, using Instagram, seeing what people around the world are finding and drinking and making, and then deciding which ones we want to try. So then basically we're going around trying every non-alcoholic option, deciding which ones we think are the best ones to bring in.
Europeans are far ahead of North Americans when it comes to non-alcoholic drinks. It's kind of funny because when you think of Europe, you're thinking of wine and, you know, culture, and they're just drinking all the time, night and day. And now all of a sudden it's the reverse is what you're telling me.
I think that's why it's the reverse, because they did have such a large drinking culture there that it was just so much that people started looking for other options sooner.
This business, what do you find most rewarding about it? There must be tons of people that have contacted you for various reasons.
I do most of our markets, where we go out and we take certain products to feature, let people sample them. And what's most rewarding for us is people read our logo, read our company name, put two and two together, that sober, meaning we don't carry alcohol, and just, you know, thank us. And the stories that come out, they feel comfortable to share with us about their families and their friends, themselves, and to be willing to try things. But the biggest thing is just having someone say thank you for bringing us options. We get parents who have kids that are about to become of legal drinking age that the kids don't want to drink, and they're trying to navigate the social aspect of turning 17, 18 and starting to enter that world, and they don't feel comfortable with it. And the parents being able to pick up a few things with very small writing saying non-alcoholic, and their kids feel comfortable to be able to take that, go to a party, and know that they're not going to get the kind of social backlash of not consuming.
100%.
It's those stories. It's individuals that have said, you know, I'm okay to taste whiskey. It's not going to, I don't feel like I'm going to want to drink again. And they've tried other things. They haven't found something that they like. They try our stuff and they just can sit down and make themselves a cocktail and they enjoy it. There's the individuals that have a glass of wine at dinner, alcoholic wine, and they don't want to consume past a single drink. And they just like to have adult options to be able to consume into the evening. All of those stories make it rewarding for me.
I love hearing, where have you been? There's people that are like, where have you been my whole life? And it's like, well, we're here now. And I'm just glad that we are, so that they do have those options. Like, there's people that haven't had an old fashioned in 12 years that all of a sudden go, hey, can I try that? And I go, yeah, it's 0.0% alcohol and you can try it. And then they finally get to have their old fashioned again.
Ah, the old fashioned. My fave. Yeah. What made you decide to do it? Like, you guys have young kids. Yeah. So you're decide to run your business while you have young children where you live. Like, Steph did the same thing. You have a home business. Didn't want to go back to work, wanted to take care of kids and runs a business at home. So I'm wondering, what was the incentive for you guys? Like, here you are, ready to go back to work. You got a date. Got to come back. What was the incentive to actually jump in at that time? And you were nervous about it. And now look at it. Like, I don't know. If you're nervous about something that much and you're thinking about it that much, it must be really gratifying to actually, once it comes to life, that it's a really good thing.
It is, for sure. And it almost, once the idea, like, was verbalized, we almost had no choice. We just had to do it. Like, we just realized this needs to be done. Somebody has to do it. And it may as well be us.
Yes, I had a date. I feel a lot changed having two children over one. When after we had our son, I was okay to go back to work, also knowing that we were likely going to have a second. But having a second one, you do want to be present. You want the flexibility to... This business takes a lot from us, and we're very, very thankful to our family for supporting us with childcare and even supporting us with the business as well. But I wanted to be present. I wanted to be able to drop my son off and pick him up, or, you know, he's not in full-time preschool yet, so we have him home a couple of days a week. And so being able to be present for them, also teaching them. Our son, if you look around, there's kid stuff over there. Our kids are in here with us. They come to work with us. That's awesome. And they get to see, we've had our son at a market and he loves offering his suggestions on products. Cause we do carry a prebiotic soda line. So he loves to tell people all about his favorite flavor of soda. And for me too, I wanted to support Jane. This is huge. And again, it came down to seeing his eyes light up. Came down to his passion, hearing him talk about it. This was different than anything else he's ever done. And I love being along for the ride.
It's like a ride for the whole family, especially, you know, I'm going to play with those toys.
And yeah, the Cars track is awesome.
Things get out of hand. I am one day late. You guys are you doing a mocktail tasting at 160? I just saw that online.
Yes, tomorrow evening.
What is that about?
So a few shout outs for that. So
great spot to do it too.
They have been fantastic to work with. Awesome. So Good Neighbor and 116 decided they wanted to do a mocktail evening. They had reached out to Black Market Provisions, who reached out to us and said, you know, talk to the sober market. They have lots of options. And so we got in contact, we've all been chatting. And so what we're going to do tomorrow evening is we are making three different mocktails. One of which will feature Good Neighbor, sparkling hop water.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having, I believe, 20 to 25 guests, I believe. And we're just going to talk about the different products. We're going to let everyone try the three mocktails. Everyone's going to have a chance to ask questions of Shane and I, talk a bit about the business. We'll talk about a bit of the chemistry that goes into some of these products, what makes them unique. And then we'll also have some items for everyone to pick up afterwards if they want to recreate the mocktails at home themselves. And 116... Thankfully, I'm very happy that they are doing this. They're making recipe cards for the three mocktails that we're having tomorrow evening.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Then the thing about it is the education part. You're thinking, hey, I'm just going to, they're going to mix some juices together and we're going to taste some sugary juice. And then when you come in here and realize the options, like, it's still mind-blowing to me what you have in here. So we're going to take another break and we're going to try some stuff. And the best part, we can try whatever we want and still drive home. That's the best
part.
You know what I mean?
From the middle of nowhere.
We didn't get killed. It's great. I'm the black guy and I didn't get killed in a horror movie. It's Kevin Bergen and Stephanie. We're at the Sober Market on the Main Ingredient on 680 CJOB.
The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen. The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Main Ingredient. Kevin Bergen here. Stephanie is laughing at me over there. We are at the Sober Market, and this is the part where we actually sample product. This is my favorite part of the show. Jess?
Yes.
They call you Jess for short?
That's great.
Shane, what is up first?
I think we'll start with the Jimber Shot. It's a very concentrated ginger made to be mixed, so you can use it in lots of ways. You can make different cocktails, or you can even use it for cooking. So
it's called Jimber.
Jimber. It is made in Belgium.
How did you track this bad boy down? You must live on the internet.
Oh, on the internet, and yeah, just any way possible. Jimber, though.
Find Jimber. Jimber's one that we've had for a very
sounds like you're
long
talking time. About like a long lost relative or a child.
Yeah,
how do you find him?
It's one of the products we had at the very beginning. So.
It's close to your heart.
There's been so many now that to try to remember where this one came from.
Yeah. I feel like this was one we had ordered in personally. And then it's very different when you order something personally versus when you want to start wholesaling. You have to go through different channels. And so this is one that we had tried. We decided this was an absolute yes, we needed it. Plus, we just consume a lot of it ourselves. And So we had to figure out how to get it. So reaching out to Jimber, finding out who the Canadian distributor was, and that's how it came to be.
How do you keep track of favorites? Like when you have this many things and you're tasting things and you're tasting things, how do you keep track of the things that you like? Like it's, you hope, I know I've said it a million times that there's a lot in here, but there's a lot in here. Like how many different kinds of stuff do you have in here?
So we recently, only this past weekend, discovered we hadn't been keeping track. So we have over 310 products currently on the website. That includes all varieties of flavors from the different lines. We also have approximately 40 products that aren't on the website yet that we are sitting here that we need to get up on the website.
I think that's funny.
And we keep bringing more in. So there's also Winnipeg local products that are coming, which we're very, very excited about. And so actually we're probably up to now, including all variations, we're probably over 50 that need to get up on the website.
Yeah.
And that's all Shane's work. So I'm looking at
get to work, bro. She's looking at 50 on the website, Shane. Get to work, man. Okay, so are we going to try it? Yeah. This is Jimber?
This is Jimber.
Cheers. Ooh, that is gingery. Whoa, that smells very gingery. That is good. A little bit of a burn, right?
Yeah.
Tastes kind of lemony too, right?
A little bit of a citrus profile to it, yeah.
200% bite, it says on the
bottle. That is 200% right.
That's really good.
That is good. So what would be the purpose of taking that shot? Besides taste.
Right. Flavor, yes, is huge. Jimber is one of the products we carry that does have additional benefits associated with it.
So you refer to those as what? That is good. What?
We call them functional ingredients or adaptogens.
There we go.
Functional ingredients.
I'm really dumb, so you know, I gotta make sure you explain.
It's all good. Functional ingredients being, Shane and I love to consume what we call beverages with benefits. So anything that provides an added
beverages
benefit.
Beverages with benefits. I like that. That's pretty good. Yeah, it's good.
So we like to consume things that do more for us. Taste is always awesome. We also, low sugar is also awesome. But if you can add in anything that provides additional benefits, whether it be for your gut or your mind, stresses within your body, your immunity, we're all going through cold season right now, especially those of us with kids. So anything that can provide that little added benefit, we love. So with ginger, everyone knows it's really, really good for your gut. It's really good for immunity. We see it all over the internet right now. People are taking garlic cloves and shoving them in their ears for ear infections or sore ears. I think I've even seen people shove them up their nose for sinus infections.
Wow, that's an aphrodisiac.
But we all know that there are added health benefits along with ginger, including it actually is also a natural blood thinner. So we do also caution people as well that if you are on blood thinning medications, perhaps this is one you might want to talk to your doctor about if you're going to be consuming quite a bit of it regularly. Just keep that in mind as well.
Dude, I dig that. That would be a good way to start your day. Just a nice kick of ginger, man. Just pow.
Is that something like you would take every day?
We do.
You do?
Every day.
Yeah. We drink it every... We add it into our nightcaps at night. So Shane often likes to mix us up some concoction at night. Jimber, 90% of the time, is part of that concoction.
That's awesome.
I dig it. I want Jimber. I don't want to leave here without Jimber.
Okay.
I think that's... The little flask, too. I think the little Mickey bottle. It's too good. All right. Victim number two. What do we got coming up there?
Number two is the Tennyson Black Ginger. So this is a non-alcoholic spirit.
It's called what?
Tennyson Black Ginger.
Tennyson Black. You guys like the ginger, don't you?
Yeah. It provides that bite that alcohol often provides, right?
I love that. That box is tight. Yeah. Oh, it's really good.
It's really awesome. So really, really fun. Much like you said, the marketing on all of these products, they're beautiful. They're interesting. They're intriguing.
I think they go above and beyond just for that reason, right?
Yeah. And especially with Tennyson, again, this is another functional beverage. Many ingredients that are good for the mind, good for the gut. Tennyson, they always say sip with intention. That is their slogan. Because again, they want people to enjoy a beverage, not just for the taste, it does taste phenomenal, but to have a purpose behind what they're consuming.
So you have like so much to choose from, right? Mm-hmm. So you find something online or wherever you guys, you know, find your products. Mm-hmm. You just order what? One bottle of it to try it? Or how do you
when we're first discovering the product and trying to find it, we usually reach out and see if they'll just send us a sample.
Okay.
And lots of people are now willing to do that now that we're a little more established. And we often have people now reaching out to us first saying, hey, can I send you a sample? Mm-hmm. We want to get it in your store.
Let's try that bad boy. It looks kind of caramely. It's got a caramely kind of look.
Far from
caramel?
I'll let you know. It's not caramely. The slogan, sip with intention. Because it's very complex.
I like it. It doesn't have as much bite as the last one.
No, it's... Is there orange in it?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's actually what it tastes first.
So, what's that?
Orange.
Yeah, I taste the orange for sure.
Yeah. Ginger root, dandelion, lemon balm, black pepper, honey, bergamot, yerba mate.
It's very complex.
Very complex.
It's a rarity in our industry because it's made to actually be sippable. Whereas the majority of non-alcoholic spirits, like the ones mimicking whiskeys and rums, are made to be mixed in a cocktail. Mm. This one can be enjoyed on its own straight.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I like it. It's kind of spicy.
I like it. It's doesn't got as much bite as the first one.
No.
Which does make it kind of sippable. Like you could just kind of have an... I'd like to have this in a glass on... Yes.
Those big ice cubes.
100%. Okay. One big block. Like the whole...
The old fashioned block.
Yes, the old fashioned blocks. 100%. Like I'm just eyeballing that.
And then if you wanted to kick it up, which is also, again, one of the reasons why we consume Jimber almost every day. But if you wanted more of a kick, because you don't think it's as intense as the Jimber, then throw in an ounce of Jimber or throw in a half an ounce of Jimber.
I just like the name Jimber. I just like saying Jimber. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's your buddy next door. Hey, what's Jimber doing? Hey, you want to invite Jimber over? Let's go play tennis with Jimber. I'm taking that way too many places. stop, Kevin, stop. What's next?
All right. So you're very curious about... an old fashioned.
Yes.
We carry several different options. We do have pre-mixed old fashions that do not contain adaptogens or functional ingredients. However, the one that we will give you, since we're on this functional beverage kick, we're going to do the gold fashioned from Crisp and Crude.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. That's nice. I just think having a dual purpose for a drink is a really good thing.
People are looking for a drink that doesn't just taste good, but that has other benefits or something else that is doing for your body.
That's tasty.
It's not your traditional old fashioned.
For sure.
It has the botanicals in it, has a little bit of a different kick to it. But you get the whiskey notes. You get that smoky, little bit of caramel flavor.
I caught that pop too on mic. It's good. You're talking of some boop, boop.
So we like... I wasn't one that necessarily enjoyed whiskey at all, and yet I very much enjoy this one.
Yeah,
I find it refreshing.
I'm not a hard alcohol drinker at all. The first time Kevin made me order an old-fashioned, literally.
I said, hey, let's try this. So I didn't make you. I ordered two.
You did.
And then when she tasted it.
Oh, it was disgusting. Like so, so bad. He's like, oh, I guess I'll drink it. But it was terrible.
Okay, so you thought it was terrible. What do you think of this?
This is good. I could drink this.
This is very good. I do like it.
It's got the notes of an old fashioned, but then again, it's got its own twist. It's got the citrus in it. It's got...
It's more refreshing. It's, you know, it's carbonated. It's more refreshing. It tastes like a refreshing old fashioned to me. Okay, hang on. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to try some more. Yeah, we're going to try a few more beverages. This is really good. I love this. We're going to be here all night. It's the main ingredient. It's Kevin and Steph. We're at the Sober Market here on 680 CJOB.
The main ingredient with Kevin Bergen. The main ingredient with Kevin Bergen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the main ingredient. Kevin Bergen here. Steph is over there dealing with a hair problem, like a hair emergency for somebody. I've got a comb stuck in my hair. What do I do? We're at the Sober Market. You guys, your store is just online right now. Any possibility down the road that you would actually open a store? Because I think if you had a store, you'd be smoked. I think that tons of people would come into your store. I think there would be a huge market for your store as far as education goes. And once people know that the varieties of things you can get, it's mind-blowing. Talk to me.
It's in the works.
They've been dreaming about it, but they're not talking about it yet.
Yeah. Or maybe it's the other way. We were talking about it before we were dreaming about it in this case, but
yeah,
it's, I think soon, very.
I love how you guys say soon. Things to each other without saying anything at all. I start throwing that and then you're both looking at each other like.
We've been together for a long time. And so, yes.
For Dry January, we do have some shelf space. Like we're doing pop-ups in a couple different retailers in Winnipeg.
Yeah, we have some retail partners. So Cottontail Cannabis, actually on Cordon, they stock quite a few of our items. They carry one of our non-alcoholic spirit lines, actually two of them, I should say. A bunch of our ready-to-drink options they have in their fridge ready to go. And so they had reached out to us and wanted options for safe consumption, options for their products, and just to also be more inclusive that you can walk into a liquor store and there's a section for non-alcoholics in one section of the liquor mart. And so Cottontail wanted to create the same option. And Wolseley Kombucha, so Michelle has been a fantastic support of ours. And so Michelle has created some shelf space for us. So if you're heading into Wolseley Kombucha, Michelle has some options for you there as well.
She's your agent, just so you know. She's our agent. You don't even know. She is your Michelle. Agent.
And launched today, and I still need to get it posted. So I apologize to Alana and Ange. But Black Market Provisions has cleared some of their non-alcoholic shelf space for us to do features through Dry January as well. So thank you very much to Black Market because they've also invited us into their space.
I wish I actually had done this interview before New Year's. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would have liked to have known that there was these options available to them for a New Year's party or, you know, wherever they were going, right?
Yeah, and we tried to do some outreach. We have not... As far as marketing goes, we haven't done a lot of paid marketing. I know Shane does some Google ads, but I was posting on some of the small business pages in for Winnipeg, just to let people know that we're here and to let people know that there are options out there. And that's always, you know, just to get a conversation started again. Someone sees it, they pass it on to a friend. And so... I mean, that exposure has been great. But yes, it would have been great for a lot of people to know for New Year's, for all the holidays.
I'm sorry, slackers.
No.
We really want to push that on hosts, like people hosting parties, like provide options for people to drink responsibly. And even people who are drinking alcohol, maybe have options for them at the end of the night so that they can keep enjoying themselves and get home safely.
100%. Sometimes during the week we're cooking and we want something tasty, not necessarily alcohol. You know, one want a different choice. This is kind of a great option. You know what I'm saying? What's in those little glasses you got going on there now?
So one of the lines we carry, this one comes out of the UK as well, is called Crossip. It is a alcohol-free spirit. So there's five different flavors that we carry. It's more of the consistency of a liqueur. So a little bit thicker, definitely a little bit syrupy. They all have a sweetness to them, but they are macerated spirits. So that means that the ingredients in them are the flavors you get, the color you get, the sediments you get is due to macerated ingredients. They are extremely bold in flavor. All of them have their own uniqueness flavor-wise. The hibiscus is more of a bitter. The blazing pineapple has your spice to it. Then there's a dandy smoke, which creates a smoky flavor. The fresh citrus has the fresh, sweet citrus flavor that a lot of people enjoy. And the rich berry was the winter edition. And that one's really great because that one can be mixed either hot or cold. So you can make a toddy with it. You can mix it with wine to create like a really, really rich winter sangria. But what we're going to have you guys try is one of our most popular. It's called the blazing pineapple. So that's in these glasses here. I'll pass over. And so these are created by a elite bartender in the UK. He didn't want them to be considered a rum or a whiskey. He wanted them to stand on their own.
That is different. Hey, what do you think?
That's really good.
Yeah.
I do like it.
So all of them are made from the pure macerated ingredients. He also adds eucalyptus to all of them to create the vapor fear feeling in your mouth that some people
miss. Your stuffy nose is gone.
Not quite, probably. But
you need a little bit more.
Yeah, little bit of the vapor feeling that people would experience if you were consuming alcohol. And he also uses a vegan glycerin to create the tackiness so that it hangs on your palate the same way that alcohol and would
it does,
well.
It does,
it sticks around, right? And then you do still get the bite at the back. So all of them use different peppers as well to recreate a little bit of the burn and the bite that you would experience from alcohol as well.
I wonder how challenging it is for someone that's used to making cocktails to make a taste out of things. Like, usually the alcohol is what's giving you the sensation and all the taste, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, now you take that away. How do you actually mimic that in a way that without the alcohol? That must be very challenging.
The chemistry is unreal. Mm-hmm. All of them have their secrets. Same thing. That goes across the board in all parts of it. So the wines as well. All of the wines we carry are de-alkalized. They were alcoholic wine. The wine has been removed.
How do they do that?
There's many different processes. Whoa. Shane knows more about that. A lot of it has to do with spinning, centrifuging it, heating it to remove the alcohol is one. Some of them use mushrooms to absorb the alcohol. There's lots of different processes, but no one will tell you 100% what they do because that's their secret.
Can't blame them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Making a great product, you're not going to sit there and advertise and tell everybody what's in it.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to pass you the same. It's got the Blazing Pineapple. I've mixed in a bit of rum to it. So this is our DR Linden's Ghost of Corazon dark rum.
So this is dark rum with no alcohol.
Yes.
That is possible.
It is possible. And we've mixed in the Blazing Pineapple to create a little bit of a rum punch.
Ooh, I like it. What do you think?
It smells good.
Ooh, that's good. What do you think of that?
Like, it actually tastes like a real drink.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know that there wasn't alcohol in it.
So the flavors are there. And that's where you can still enjoy a great tasting beverage. And it's not just for people who, we have lots of clients as well that for health reasons aren't able to consume alcohol, whether it be for a condition or it be medications that they're taking. And for them to still be able to experience what you guys just did and not have to worry about, you know, their health or any interaction with their medications, it's huge.
Okay, so I'm told selfish reasons. What was that again? That was what and what?
So that was the DR Linden's non-alcoholic or alcohol-free rum.
That's decent, man. That is really good.
Ghost of Corazon. And so our friends at 116 and anyone who's attending the workshop tomorrow will also get to taste this.
Oh, nice.
And then the cross-sip Blazing Pineapple. This was the summer limited edition. We stocked up because we tried it and we were like, we just need to have this for as long as we possibly can.
Now that would be great on ice, huh? Big block of ice, those two mixed together.
Yes, it would.
Perfect. All right, so most importantly, before we let you go or before we get out of here, people have to know, how do they order this stuff? How do they get it? How does it work?
The best way to order is just online. Go to our website, thesobermarket.com. And in Winnipeg, we have local delivery every Tuesday and Friday. So if you make your order online, you'll get it the following Tuesday or Friday right to your door. And then we also ship Canada and US wide as well.
That is awesome, man. I think this is a great business. I think you guys, the problem that you're going to have is you're going to have too much business, right? You got Michelle on your side and she's going to tell half of Winnipeg because she knows half of Winnipeg. She's great support for small businesses, right? When I met her, she was selling out of her house. I picked up my first jug out of her house and all of a sudden next year she's in this shop. I didn't even know how it worked. But she is a great support. But the business itself is worth supporting. So that's why she ordered me to come down here. And I'm glad she did. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yes, thank you again, Michelle.
It's Kevin Bergen. I'm at the Sober Market. This is The Main Ingredient on 680 CJOB.
The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.